Hi, Gail, is that you?
It happened.
You know, our phones are funny. Our phones are still, we have to go down to the Verizon because I'm not getting, like, we're getting each other's information on both of our phones. And I was looking for the text, and I didn't see it. So can you text it to his phone right now? Is that possible?
Yep, and you know, that is actually where it probably went then. It means my system got the two numbers confused as well. So it should be sitting on his phone.
Okay, let me go check.
There.
Yeah, okay. Can you hold for just a second or two? Thanks. Just
absolutely, hon.
Did you get a text from Rebecca Slash? Here, let me Local Splash, it would have come in just a few minutes, because it didn't come in on my phone.
Here it is.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, Gail, it came in on Dan's phone.
Okay,
Gail,
all right. Yep, perfect. All right, and then... Since I'm here, I'm going to send the other two texts that I need to send as part of getting you set up. Yep. So this is going to be our customer service contact information. That way you've got them too.
Okay.
And that one's on the way, should also be to Dan's. And then...
Yeah, I think it just came in. I heard Dan's phone beeping. Dan, can you...
Perfect.
Another text came in from Gail.
Did it make it? They should from here on out, now that we've got that line of communication open.
Okay. Is there anything that I need to click on from these?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
You're
That's
good.
Just the information. Okay.
Yes. I'm just doing a couple more fill-ins here on my end. And then the card that you'll be using, I don't need the digits yet, but I assume it's Dan's. Does it say Daniel Lopez?
That is correct. Yeah.
And is there a middle initial on that card at all?
M. Oh, no, not on the card. It just says Daniel Lopez. Do you want me to find out now which card?
Yeah, sure. If it's handy for you.
Okay. Yeah. Just a second. Dan, well, you know what? I was just thinking of something. Sometimes he uses different cards, and so did you say that you would want a card on file? Is that what you were asking?
Right, but also you can change it at any time. So if you use one card today, you can change it later on if you need.
Okay,
to.
And you just need to have a card, one card on file. Okay.
Correct.
Yeah. Let me ask him. If you can hold.
Do that. Oh, absolutely.
Did you just say something else, Gail, before I got him?
No, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I'll be right back. Let me just check with him.
No problem.
All right, Gail, I got the card. So do you want the number right now?
You bet. Let me pop over to that screen. Okay. And Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
It is, let me get into a BW. Okay, I'm trying to get it. I'm sorry.
it's okay.
It's a Visa. Yeah.
Okay. Whoops. I clicked the wrong one. I clicked master. All right. That Visa. I'm ready for those digits when you are. And what I'll do is I'll read each four back as you give them to me just to make sure I got them right. So ready when you are.
Okay. 4737.
4737.
0310.
0310.
2073.
2073.
3850.
3850. And then what's the expiration date, please?
0526.
526. And the security code, please.
Sure. 690.
690. And then the name on the card, I've got Daniel Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z.
Yeah.
And then I'm assuming the phone number attached to the card is his cell phone number.
The 571-237-6976. Yeah.
Perfect. And then the address that I've got is 250 Marganza, M-A-R-G-A.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's South, Marganza South.
Yes.
Laurel, Maryland, 20734.
207, did you say 20724? I thought maybe you said 20724.
I think I did say three, but it actually reads two. I just double checked it.
Oh, my hearing. Okay. My hearing is so good with this. Yay.
It is. It absolutely is. If not you. Oh, that's too funny. You got. And then company name, I've got Apache Design Build, LLC. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah,
all right.
And it probably doesn't make a difference. Take the comma out and just do Apache Design Build LLC.
Okay.
It probably doesn't matter if you put a comma in there, but anyway.
Okay.
I guess I'm being a little too particular, but LLC.
Oh, no worries. That's, but part of my job is being thorough, and I do double checks, and then actually when we do the onboarding call, they'll do more double checks. So
you're probably really good at editing, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. We want everything correct before it goes out of here. So
of course.
You get kind of only get one shot at making it right the first time. So
that's true. That's very true. Do it right the first time. You don't have to redo it. That's I'm firm believer.
Yes, absolutely. You are absolutely correct. I'm the person that will sit there with a magazine and a red pen, and I'll correct typos in a magazine. Not that anybody else is going to see it. Not that it matters. It's already in print.
I kind of do the same thing. Like I'll look at something and I go, that isn't even correct. They have an editor that must not be very good.
Oh,
I worked for a
job
company one time, and I was hired as their editor. And I was so excited because I like to edit. And so then I got the job, and they stick me in back of the office in front of a computer. And I'm a people person. And I was like there all by myself. And I'm like, this is not fun. I'm not having a good time. I didn't do one bit of editing when I got there.
Oh.
So anyway.
that is too funny. Okay. So let me double check this. Okay. Sent you the text. Oh, I owe you a couple of emails. I almost forgot. So the first one is going to be, actually these are both informational, but the first one is about our dashboard and analytics. And what that is you'll get a login where you can come in and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed, things like that. So there's that one. And then the second one, I want you to have the exact price and package that I quoted you, so you have that in writing.
Okay.
Let me just modify that. I've got to update that with your discounts on there so that it matches everything. I'm sending that one over to you now. So you should have two. And then the next thing we need to do is I need to have you look at your calendar. And so we block out an hour for the onboarding call. Typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes, but we want you to have that extra time in case you have questions or you need help with anything. Now, I know you're not feeling well. We do have slots this afternoon, or we can look at Monday. Which would
can
you
prefer?
Can
we do Monday? I hate to put things off, but can we look, can we do Monday? Because
yes,
by
ma'am.
Monday, I really think I'm going to be just fine. I think you'll be feeling better. I'm just feeling kind of lousy today, and I don't want to miss anything or, you know.
You bet. You bet.
I'm sorry.
No worries.
And then coughing through the whole, you know.
Oh, I bet. And that's exhausting. When you're coughing all the time, it gets so exhausting. It is.
Woe is me, but anyway.
No. You don't sound like that at all. Not at all. Actually, you sound very good for not feeling well, truly.
Thank you.
Yes, if I didn't know, I wouldn't know.
Thank you.
You bet. So Monday, let's see, I'll give this to you all in your time. I've got a 10 o'clock, noon, 1, 2, 4.
10 o'clock. 10 o'clock is a good deal. Yep.
10 it is.
And I see the two emails that she sent. I was looking
great. Great. All right. And then, so I'll set up this calendar appointment, and I'll let you know when that's on its way to you.
Okay.
And that one, finally, I'll need you to do something in that email. It always helps if I get to the right screen.
Yeah, that's true.
Other screens, when I'm trying to do one thing, just don't do much good. And then at the calendar appointments, we have to put in three different places. So that's always another wonderful double check. Every once in a while, our head of our tech department will message me, you said Tuesday, but it's marked for Monday. Which do you really mean? Oh, nuts. I hate it when I do that.
I know. Believe me, I think I could kind of relate to that.
Okay, let me get that
well,
in
where
there.
Are you located, where are
so,
you located?
We're based in Costa Mesa, California. Just down the road from Google. But I work remotely, so I work from home, and I'm in Colorado.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And amazing company, amazing people. I truly love coming to work. I love coming to work every day.
Oh, isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful? That is a wonderful feeling. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah,
it really is.
When you're excited about going into work every day. Yeah.
It's one of those things you don't expect. I mean, really, you know, everybody says, I got a job, I work for so-and-so, I punch my, punch my time card and whatever, but truly, I like coming to work.
Well, that is great. You know, I found in my working career that one day when it was not, every day is not going to be wonderful, but when you started going to work, that is like, okay, I think it's time to leave. This is not fun.
Right. Yeah. When you hit that point, it's time to move on. Exactly. All right. So I am to, we need to list the services that you offer. So first thing I'm going to say, what should we lead with? As far as services, Pam, how do you want to say this?
As far as our services?
Right. Should we say custom home design and build? Would that be a good place to start?
Well, yeah, but you know, I really, if you don't mind, really need to run this past Dan because, you know, and let him tell me exactly how he wants to word it. So what you need is what our services, what are we offering, right?
Correct, correct.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to check with him, if that's okay,
okay,
to get back to you as quickly as I can. Yeah.
You
so,
bet.
What else do you need? Should I ask him that you think that I should ask him?
Let me double check here, see if there's anything else that we'll need his brain for.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, I want to go find your Facebook page. You are on Facebook, right? Ah, there we are. Yes. I did find you. And I even put a like on there.
There we go.
I liked the Facebook page.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's it. Well, yes. Does he want us to rebuild the website? No, it's completely optional. There is no charge if we rebuild it. It's only something that we do for our partners. We don't do it for the general public. So if we rebuild it for you, it will contain all of the information about who you are and what you do, where you're located, things like that, hours, your photos, and it can even be on the same domain name that you already have. We would make sure, though, that it's Google compliant and optimized, so everything data-wise that Google needs to do their job and get you all on the first page.
Gotcha.
So totally optional.
Okay.
Yep, you bet. And then, of course, there is no charge. Big note here. There we go. Perfect. And then I need to drop in your domain name so that they have that over on the tech department. Okay, and then, again, something optional, already included, so there's no additional charge. It's actually included in all of our packages, is call tracking. And so the call tracking is a tool that we would install on the back end. Nobody else would know it was there except you and us. But it tracks the number of clicks and calls that you're getting, just so you can see that data. So, again, it's optional, no additional charge. Yes.
Gail, could you hold for a second? Somebody's at my door. I'll be right back to you.
Certainly.
Pardon me? Yeah, I do know that name. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but I don't have a forwarding address. No. Please, this is really, yeah, no, I'm not related to it. Okay, sorry, I can't give you any more information. You're welcome. I'm sorry, Gail. Okay.
No worries.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
and
I am back.
Okay. And what I would recommend is to have us rebuild the site. Not that there's anything bad about it, just being that we'll make it Google compliant, which is, it's an important component. But entirely your option. I know what the question was, the call tracking, if you wanted that or not. Call and click tracking.
Okay. Now, what is it again? I'm sorry. Yeah.
So it's a tool that we would install on the back, in the programming end of the website to track how many clicks and calls you're getting. That way you have that data so you know kind of what's going on.
It's called tool tracking. Is that what you said? Okay.
Call and lead tracking.
Call and lead tracking. Okay. And lead track. And is there a charge for that?
No, ma'am.
Okay. No charge. Okay. Yeah, that sounds really good. That sounds good. Could be really beneficial.
All right, and I'm going to send you just an informational link on that by text, just so you've got that. And then I need to do a couple of other Questions It Answers Me, or Questions It Answers Me. Like, I can talk. Questions It Asks Me. My goodness. Okay. And then, do you prefer one over the other for contact from us? Phone, text, or email, or are all of the above okay?
All of the above.
Okay. All right. Any other notes? Let me double check something else here. I think I remember seeing a Google business profile for you. Ah, yes, you do have one. Okay. I'm going to skim back through and make sure I got everything correct. No typos, no missing spots. Oh, glad I looked back through. There was one question I didn't answer. There we go. Things like, did you discuss this? Did you remember to send that?
Yeah.
And
right.
Perfect. Okay, that looks good. So I've got to drop my notes in there for our tech. And I think we are just about set. One more skim through, make sure I hit everything. Okay, got that all updated. All right. Now, I'll do the voice verification with you now. What time would you like me to run that card through, Pam?
Okay, let me ask you this question. You were saying that you can't, when I was asking you about the 99, the 349, you said you couldn't put it on the same, you know, you had to, you can't do it separately. Is that what you,
right. Is that what you, right.
Okay. Could you run that, say, around, I'm sorry, about 4 o'clock this afternoon? Would that be?
4 o'clock.
Can you hold
you bet. Sure.
I'm so sorry. I had to get off and cough. 4 o'clock this afternoon.
That's okay.
Would really, to run the 99 and the 349 together? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes.
I would say between 4 and 4:30.
You got it. All right. And then we'll go ahead and do the voice verification. Ideally, would Dan be available that we could get his voice also for the voice verification, being that the name on the card is different than your name?
Yes, yes. He's right here.
Okay.
Could you hold for a second? Okay, just
you
for
bet.
A second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Dan. How are you doing? You sound a little rough around the edges.
Yeah, a little rough.
So what we'll do, Pam asked me to run your card this afternoon, so that's what I'll do. We'll run through the voice verification now. That way we don't have to worry about it later on. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Channel partners, and it is recorded and attached to your file, so it is an added form of protection for you. Being that you're the owner and your name appears on the card, I wanted to have your voice on there, on here for the recording, just to make sure everything was done the right way. That way I'll stay out of hot water. So there are a couple of places
what do you want me to say?
Yes, I will let you
respond to a question.
Yes, sir. I will let you know as we go. And if you need clarification, just let me know. I'll be reading it live. So if you have any questions, clarification, just let me know. All right, so this is the voice verification, which will outline the service agreement from Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Apache Design Build LLC.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Daniel Lopez, Executive Manager.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Thank you. And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of this agreement?
Yes, that's not clear.
A lot of people wonder on that one. So what it means, so I'll reread it and then I'll explain. So it reads, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of this agreement? So what it means basically is if you add LinkedIn social media marketing or TikTok social media marketing, just that you'll let us know so that we can make sure everything still ties together with your Google business profile, with your website, basically so that you don't lose PageRank. That's all that is. Doesn't mean you can't do other online marketing. Just give us a heads up so we can tie everything together.
Okay, because we have some current ones, which
certainly
Pam should outline to you, and we should understand what it is we should require them to make sure that they're in line with you.
Perfect. Yes. Just let us know who and what and what they're doing for you, and that'll be perfect. All right. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date. And Pam said 4 o'clock, so that's what I've got when I'll run it. Today's date, July 8th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $448, the breakout of which is $349 for your first month and a one-time $99 setup fee. Going forward, your monthly rate is a flat $349, which is a true flat rate, meaning there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 8th of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 business days prior to the billing date after September 8th. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms, Dan?
Go to the dates. Just yes. Here.
So this is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 8th of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date after September 8th. And that's that.
Okay, let's see. I can't remember who I was. I must have been talking to you or something I read that says we were making an informal commitment of at least three cycles so that we can get going before we can do any internal evaluation. But that's... you can depend on us for that. And then after
absolutely.
That, what it is.
Right. Exactly. Yep. And actually, it is only 2 months. So this month, would be the period July 8th through August, I guess we'll say 7th, since it would renew on the 8th, and then August 8th through September 8th. And then, yes, that is that informal, yes, please, let us do our work, get our programming going for 2 months before you say, nope, it's not working. Or, hallelujah,
okay.
It's going gangbusters.
No, well, it's one further question along that line. Google analytics are the same across the board, right? No matter who's using them, they don't change in terms of how in-depth they are. When you talk about Google Analytics to anybody who deals with it, they all understand each other. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. Correct.
Okay.
Yep, absolutely.
Because
all
we
right.
are involved with other Google partners, and that's, I just want to make sure that everybody can talk to everybody else, that they'll understand each other.
Oh, yes, absolutely. No problem there. And you know, if we do have trouble understanding one another, we'll work it out.
Okay.
All right. Well, Dan, you're all set. Congratulations, and welcome aboard. And I will,
forward to this.
Good, good. I am too. I'm excited for you. So what I'll do then, actually, you know what? I should probably talk to Pam real quick before I let you guys go. And then I'll go over what we'll do this afternoon.
All right. Here she is. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Hi, Gail. I'm back.
Hi there. So what we'll do, I'll run that card at 4, and it's going to kick off another email to you. So let's do this. When that goes, I'll give you a call, and then I can go through that last email. There's one thing, it's a couple different things only to have you do in there, but it's basically the written version of what I just read to Dan.
Okay.
So I'll walk you through it when that goes this afternoon. Sound good?
Okay. That sounds good. You know what I was just thinking of
right.
when I said run the card at 4? If the money's not available, if something happens, I mean, it's going to be today. The money's not available until like 4:30, and I don't want you to run it and then, you know, the money's not there. So can I call you back? Because I'm going to call you back anyway, right? Because we're going to go over a few more things. Can I call you back once that money is right there in the account? Is that okay with
perfect.
You?
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
All right. Okay.
All right. Well,
okay. Well,
we will talk to you. And if it's sooner, just let me know.
I
Anytime
will.
Is
thank
fine.
You so much for your help. We're looking forward to this.
You bet.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Gail.
Likewise.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Like,
talk to
you
later.
Too, Pam. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.